السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، أفضل ما قلت أنا وأنبياء من قبلي لا إله إلا الله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that all the Anbiya, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the messengers and Rusul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came in this world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ We have not sent any prophet or rasul before you, prior to you, إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ But we have sent a wahi, revelation, command to him that he must say لا إله إلا أنا He must declare and he must believe in that there is none worthy of worship but only me. Fa'budun, meaning fa'buduni, meaning you all must obey me. They all must obey me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best sentence myself and all the prophets before me have said, that sentence is La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when we get something for free, we don't have value of it. But when a person sacrifices, spends some money, then he has a value because he spent something on it. So we are born Muslim, most of us. We just have the iman. We think we have the iman. Right? But there is a taqaza, there is a requirements to fulfill this iman till the last breath. And this kalima, my brothers, la ilaha illallah, is not only from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1500 years ago. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it's from the time of Adam alayhi salam. All the anbiya, all the rusul came in this world, they all proclaimed same kalima. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha. They all invited towards this one kalima. Now, what is the meaning of this kalima? We do utter from the tongue, and it is essential for anyone who wants to embrace Islam. This is the first thing he should do, that he must declare and he must commit and he must say through his tongue that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the requirement. But what does it mean in reality? After you saying this word, what are the commitments? This is what we are lacking in it. We are not working on it. That's why in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some villagers came and they started boasting on Islam. Qalatil in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has related that incident. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. That this Arab, this villagers, this Bedouin came and they are boasting upon you that they did favor to you or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by embracing Islam. They are not true mu'min. There is a difference. Ulama explained the difference between Iman and Islam. Islam is just outward. Iman is a deep in the heart. So So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarify them, don't say, declare yourself that you are believers. You are not the true mu'min. وَلَمَّا يَدُخْرِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ This iman has to enter, penetrate into the heart. Just saying by tongue is not sufficient. We all saying by tongue. But is the true iman, the quality of iman has entered in our heart? We have to check about it. Because once iman enters in the heart, then automatically it has the effects on the body. When iman enters into the heart, then person is not able to speak the lie. His tongue is under control because iman is protecting his tongue. If iman has entered, penetrated in the heart, then a person cannot see any unlawful things, any haram things. His eyes are controlled by that iman, that spirit of iman. Any sin, person cannot commit deliberately, intentionally. Yes, we are human being. Al-insanu murakkabu min al-khatay wal-nisyan. That will happen. But immediately that spirit of iman, which is enter in the heart, will remind him and he will correct that mistake or that sin or make sincere tawbah. Immediately, he won't delay. But because our iman is not on that level, so we are committing sin after sin and nothing is happening to us. It says like for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, because iman has entered into their heart, deep in the hearts, because of the Mubarak company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for them to commit a sin is like a mountain on their shoulders. That's how burdenful it used to be. And for us, committing sin is just like fly sitting on the shoulder and we just flicking away. No ihsas. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Hibrul Ummah, the Mufassir of the Holy Quran, he explained the meaning and requirements of this kalima. He said, what do you mean by La ilaha illallah? La ilaha illallah, it means that La nafi' wa la dar wa la mu'iz wa la muzil wa la mu'ti wa la mani' illallah. That this kalima means there is no one can benefit you, there is no one can harm you, there is no one who grant you the izzah, dignity and honor. There is none who can disgrace you. There is no one who can grant you. And there is no one who can benefit you, who can harm you. There is no one who can grant you and snatch away from you. Illallah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called iman. And that's why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in used to understand the meaning of iman. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, al-imanu yazidu wa yanqusu. Iman does not stay steady in the same level, but iman goes ups and downs. It increases and decreases. It is said the iman of Anbiya alayhim salam, the iman of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always going upwards because it's increasing minute by minute, because they are always constantly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are ma'asoom. They are not committing sin. They are protected from shaitan and from the nafs and desire. That's why their iman always goes upwards. Iman of munafiq, hypocrites, is always go down. Because he truly doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's just uttering by tongue. They used to say same kalima, la ilaha illallah. They used to come and pray behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all five prayers. They used to fast in Ramadan. But no benefit for any amal. Why? They had no iman. No iman. Without iman, no amal is accepted. So iman of the munafiqeen, hypocrites always go down. There is no benefit. But iman of the Muslims, believers, is always going ups and down, ups and down, ups and down. How? When a mu'min is doing something good, praying salah, reciting the Holy Quran, making zikrullah, helping a needy person, any good action, it causes that amal, that act, what is doing by his jawarih, by his limbs and organ of the body, that will cause increasement of his to his iman. Iman will increase. And the moment he commits sins, deliberately or unknowingly, it will cause, that is the effect of the iman, it will cause the iman to go down the moment he commits sins. Iman is the noor and sin is the darkness. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained in one of the hadith that when a person is committing sin, one black spots come onto his heart. If he makes sincere tawbah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apologize, regret, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove that black spot from his heart, heart becomes clean. But if he doesn't care and he commits sin after sin after sin, so dots are coming up onto the heart one after the other, to that extent the entire heart becomes dark. Then if his heart is dark, he has the iman but is so weak. If the whole heart is dark, he will not be able to differentiate between halal and haram. He will just do everything. Although he's a Muslim, he's claiming himself is a Muslim. They're selling liquors, they're drinking liquors, and they claim they are Muslims. Why? Because the iman is not penetrated in the heart. Iman has no effect on the heart. So entire heart becomes dark. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rasulullah said in one of the hadith, there is a cleansing liquid for everything. Every cloth getting clean, we go to the laundry, you know, carpet get dirty, we clean it, carpet cleaner, everything has that, some cleaner. The cleaner of the heart is the zikrullah. Ala bi zikrillahi tatmainnul qulub. So when you make zikrullah constantly, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, it will clean your heart. This process will continue. So that's why it is advised by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever you commit sin, sincerely make tawbah and do something good. If you commit sin, don't remain on that. The moment you realize, ask pardon, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do immediately something good. Make zikrullah, make tilawat of the Quran, or do some good action. That will remove that bad thing, that sin. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyi'at. Verily, the good deeds, good actions remove the bad things, deletes the bad things, erase the bad things. So this amal, this should be constantly, you know, we should do all the time. One of the hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Al-imanu bid'u wa sab'una shu'batan. The iman has more than 70 branches. Iman has more than 70 branches. Afzaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah. The highest branch of this tree or this iman is the kalima la ilaha illallah, believing in one Allah. Wa adnaha imatatul adha anit tariq wal hayau shu'batu min al iman. And the lowest part of this iman is removing the harmful obstacle from the way. That is part of iman. If a believer cannot see someone is suffering, he cannot enjoy someone is going through the hardship. Even if he sees some stone or something on the road, he cannot just pass, he cannot just ignore it. Immediately, iman will force him to remove that obstacle from the way so people can be safe and protected. This is the part of iman. If we are not doing this, then we have to check our iman. We have to check our iman. My brothers, one sahabi came